The Grammy Awards are this Sunday night, the music industry's biggest night, which got WBUR's Andrea Shea thinking about the different ways popular music is made in the 21st century. She spoke with a few songwriters and producers, all with ties to Boston's Berklee College of Music, who collaborated behind the scenes with a musician known as Her on a Grammy-nominated album.
Okay. So what if the beginning?
There's a sneak peek on Her's Grammy-nominated album, I Used to Know Her, that offers a window into how one song evolved. At the end of Good to Me, we hear the musician, her name is Gabriella Wilson, teasing out lyrics with a team of songwriters and producers.
When we're together, this and that, and I feel this, and the way that you treat me is this, and it takes me back to this. Feeling is good, but are you really good to me?
One of the album's executive producers, David Arcilius Harris, was in the room. He's a professor of songwriting at Berklee College of Music and goes by the name Swag.
No one's memory is good. So we'll do these work tapes of, okay, this is the melody, or when we're working through concepts, you know, we'll have our iPhones out and recording moments. That song kind of came together organically. They were playing chords on her couch.
You got to be good to me. Please give me peace and make me believe that I'm not alone. You got to be good to me.
Swag says many of the songs on Wilson's album were crafted in Miami. That's where the 22-year-old artist assembled a tight-knit group of collaborators to live, eat, write, and record together for about a month. The musicians set up in different rooms, Swag says, and Wilson floated between them.
And if the vibe was right, either she would initiate or she would, you know, come in and be like, oh, I love the way this is going, and she would insert what was real to her.
That's how it went for a song Swag says he developed with a few artists, including producer, composer, and Berklee alum Jeff Giddy Gittleman.
It was almost like a jam session in a sense. I think I was doing some drum loops. Giddy was playing the guitar part.
So then Swag hit stop and said, you know what? Let's just improvise it. So essentially, me and the bass player, bass man Foster, Keith and Foster, we were calling out the chords to each other as the song is going. Together, it all sounded like this.
With Her, their ideas became the song Lost Souls that Giddy says challenges hypocrisy, especially in Instagram and celebrity culture.
Say you empower women, but don't acknowledge them. Feminism, not what you embody in. You false hope, you false positive. But eat your fruit and drink your water then.
Giddy says it might surprise some people that a lot of hit songs are vast group efforts, not the work of one writer or duo at a piano.
These days, it's not uncommon to have 7 writers, 9 writers, 10 writers on a song. I believe on one of the Kanye songs, there was something like 20 or 30 writers.
Creating music, especially writing songs, is such a vulnerable thing. And the ability to know that you can be vulnerable with people you trust is huge.
That's singer-songwriter and Berklee grad Ruby Amanfu. She and her husband Sam Ashworth contributed to Her's Best Song of the Year nominee, Hard Place. Swag did too. Amanfu says it emerged organically over dinner at her home in Nashville when Wilson brought up the concept of being between a rock and a hard place with somebody you love.
Of course, so many of us can relate to that. And gosh, like an hour later, we're like, all right, that was so cool. Wasn't expecting to write that.
What if nothing ever will change? Oh, I'm caught between your love and a hard place.
Oh, Amanfu says the way Hard Place builds a new story around an old saying, to lay love bare, highlights one of the biggest challenges for song crafters today.
You've got to come up with different ways of saying things, oftentimes, especially in pop music.
Working with artists from different walks of life, with different musical experiences, and the right chemistry helped HERS team do that, according to Swag.
To bring your best self to the table and share that, I think that's an art within itself. And I think that is what makes it so sacred, is having all of this diversity transform into a united thing.
HER, which is Wilson's acronym for Having Everything Revealed, won 2 Grammys last year for Best R&B Performance and Best Album. The collaborators behind I Used to Know HER will come back together at the ceremony this weekend, hoping to pick up a few more for Album, Record, and Song of the Year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
I wanna believe what you say, but I hate you on most days. You've been testing my faith and my patience, yeah. And you know that I be headstrong, but you know that you be dead wrong, telling me to relax when I'm reacting. But I'd rather fight.